Welcome to this podcast by The Rocks Church. We hope you find it challenging and inspiring. For more information, visit therocks.church.
Hey, good morning, everybody. My name is Daniel Indrajaya. I'm on staff here at The Rocks. And I want to wish you, every single one of you, whether you are here in person or whether you are joining in online, I want to wish you a very happy new year. Thank you for spending your first Sunday in the new year here with us. Well done. I believe you've done yourself a favor by being in God's house here this morning. You know, this morning I was reading a verse from the Bible in Psalm 92, verse 13. It says, "Those who are planted in the house of God will flourish in the courts of our Lord." Those who are planted in the house of God will flourish in the house of our Lord. They will be like a tree planted by streams of water. Psalm 1 says, they will bear fruit in season and out of season. So I want to encourage you. Can I encourage you this morning? I didn't plan to say this this morning, but can I encourage you? Whatever happened in the year 2020, maybe just attendance has not been a regular thing for you. Can I encourage you this year to be planted in God's house, whatever that means for you? Maybe you are looking for a church home. For some of you who are visiting, haven't been attending church in a long time, can I encourage you to be planted, to find yourself a church home and to be planted in the house of God? So for those of you who have not been attending regularly, maybe what it means is you're making church attendance a priority now. Because you don't want to put God, you know, on a secondary, tertiary position, but you want to put God first in your life. For others of you, you have been attending church regularly. Maybe being planted in God's house means you can get more involved with the activity in that faith community. Maybe you need to start serving. Maybe you need to start giving. Maybe whatever that means for you. But here's my encouragement, and trust me, the word of God will never fail. Those who are planted in the house of God will flourish in the house of our Lord. So I want to encourage you to do just that, okay? I think it's a good idea as we begin our first Sunday in the new year to start with a word of prayer. So I want to lead us before we hear the word of God this morning to pray one more time. Shall we pray? Father God, thank you so much for your presence here this morning. Thank you, God, for allowing us to come here to be in your house the first Sunday in 2021. God, we want to be planted in your house because we want to flourish in the court of our God. We want to bear much fruit in season and out of season. God, we don't know what the year 2021 will bring, but I do know this, that you will always be there for us, that you are bigger than any of our problems, than any of our challenges. So God, we want to trust you with our life in this new year. And right now, Father, speak to us, help us to focus, help us to concentrate, because we know your word is powerful. Your word has the potential to change our lives. So speak to us like only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody who agrees with me, say together, amen, amen. Hey, I want to start by asking you a question. How many of you here love making New Year's resolutions? Raise your hand. You love making New Year's resolution. Yeah, two of you. Great. How many of you, especially because of what happened in the year 2020, your New Year's resolution this year is to not make a New Year's resolution? Raise your hand. A lot more hands went up very proudly. Me. I'm sick of making New Year's resolution, especially after last year. Well, regardless of who you are, whether you are a New Year's resolution maker or not, there are two groups of people when it comes to New Year's resolution. One group is people who are what I call dreamers, okay? Dreamers. And the second group is what I call realists. Now, again, I want you to participate so that you won't be sleepy. How many of you would consider yourself a dreamer? Raise your hand. A dreamer here? Oh, yeah, a few hands. Good. Now, how many of you would consider yourself a realist? Raise your hand. Whoa, a lot more hands. You see, a lot of dreamers think they're realists. You see, that's the reason why we see a lot more hands the second time around. It happened in the first service as well. Well, for those of you who are in between, you don't know which one you are. Let me explain to you the difference between dreamers and realists, okay? Dreamers often say things like, "This is my year. I'm going to do this year. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. I'm going to start this. I'm going to start that." Those are the dreamers, okay? Whereas the realists will say this. They will say, you said that last year. Dreamers say, wow, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be incredible. And realists say, how? How are you going to run a marathon when the furthest I've seen you run is to Macca's to get a couple of cheeseburgers and you were not even running, you were walking? How are you going to do it? See, the funny thing about dreamers and realists is this. They tend to marry each other. They tend to marry each other. Like in my family, I'm a dreamer. My job is to dream, and my wife's job is to kill my dreams, okay? And she does that really, really well. And the thing is this, dreamers and realists, they need each other. I need my wife. I need people to ask me how, you see? Because if you are a realist, let me talk to you, realist, okay? If you are a realist, without us dreamers, you will be a pessimist, right? You will be a pessimist. You need us to encourage you to dream of what is possible. So you realists need us dreamers, otherwise you will be pessimists. Now, us dreamers, we also need you realists because we want you to be asking us how, so that we can put legs on our dreams so that our dreams will come to pass. Am I right? Now, regardless whether you are a dreamer or a realist, this time of the year, many of you make New Year's resolutions, and regardless of how often you fail in the previous years, many of us say something like this, this is my year, I promise. This is my year, I promise. It's going to be different this time, I promise. It's not just the dreamers who say this, realists say this as well. But how many of you know, by experience or by hearing from people, right, that this is my year often turn to maybe next year? This is my year often turn to maybe next year. You can go to the gym and find out, you know, the first few weeks in January, the gym is full. But after 4 or 5 weeks, just give it 4 or 5 weeks, then you realize this is my year turn to maybe next year. Why is that? Well, that's why we do this series, and I want to encourage you, I'm serious. I want to encourage you to not miss church in the next 3 weeks, because in the next 3 weeks, we're gonna get super, super practical with this question, okay? We're gonna get incredibly detailed. We're going to get super, super detailed in analyzing why this question doesn't work and how we can make it work. So I want you to come back for the next 3 weeks when we talk about this in details. When you know the secrets, you can actually make New Year's resolutions that will actually come true, that will come to pass. But you have to come back next week, the next 3 weeks, to find out what those secrets are. There are three things that you need to know, okay? For the next 3 weeks. But today, I want to give you one secret as a teaser, because you've been here the first Sunday of the new year, so I want to reward you by being here. The secret is this. If you want to make New Year's resolutions that will actually last, that will actually happen, the secret is this. It's very simple. You got to have a magic portal like this. See, you saw this being brought in. You're wondering, what is that thing? That is a magic portal. What this magic portal does is amazing. Anyone who goes through this portal will come out on the other side. Believe me, I'm a pastor. I won't lie to you. Okay, I'm a pastor. Anyone who walks through this portal will come out on the other side happier, more positive, more determined, more focused, you know, more committed, and you will come out better on the other side. See, a lot of you are very skeptical. I understand. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to walk through this portal, and I'm going to come out the other side better, happier, more focused, more determined, and all that. Really? I'm going to prove it to you. You see? I'm happier already. Can you? No, I don't feel any different. I forgot. This is a Christian magic portal. You have to say in Jesus' name. I forgot. I'm sorry. I have to do this again. When I say in Jesus' name, as I pass through this portal, and all of you, after the gathering today, you can come up to the stage and walk through so that you become better on the other side, okay? When you say in Jesus' name as I walk through, I will come out, actually, I promise. I will come out better, more positive, more focused, more determined, more committed and everything, okay? So here we go. In Jesus' name, it actually works this time, you see. No, actually, it doesn't work. I wonder why it doesn't work. Well, let me tell you why it doesn't work. There's no such thing as a magic portal, okay? It's ridiculous for you to believe. See, don't be so gullible. It's ridiculous for you to believe just because someone walks through a portal like this, they will come out better on the other side. It's ridiculous to think that. But you know what's incredible? It's so obvious when we put it this way, but you know what is just as ridiculous? What is just as ridiculous as believing that when you walk through a magic portal like this, you will come out better on the other side, what's just as ridiculous is believing that a new year will bring a new you despite how many times you say, I promise. It's ridiculous to believe that. Right? You know, this year especially, I read so much in social media. I'm spending too much time on Facebook and Instagram. A lot of people hated the year 2020. Oh, year 2020. I had enough of you, 2020. I don't want you anymore. See ya. I'm not going to miss ya. Like, everything is blame on the year 2020. And I thought to myself, what has the year 2020 done? And they believe that, you know, they post this motivational quote on Instagram, on Facebook. Instagram, you're going to see a new me. Facebook, you're going to see a new me. And guess what? They come out on the other side. They will come out on the other side of 2021 for most of these people, still the same person. You know why? Because the way you leave a room is the same way you enter a room. It's the same way. See, someone once said this. I don't know who said it first. It's been credited to a lot of different people. But the best predictor of future behavior is, guess what? Past behavior. You won't change just because the year changes. No matter how often, how sincere you are in saying, I promise, it doesn't mean it's gonna happen. So the question is, how do we change this? That's why you gotta come back for the next 3 weeks, and as we talk about this in way, way more detail than today. But today is just the foundation, okay? But today is a very important foundation. So in order for you to make your New Year's resolutions work, okay, you have to start with a belief. You have to start with a belief of what is possible for you. Not what is possible for other people. That last phrase is important. For you. We're not talking about what's possible for other people. We're talking about what's possible for you. You see, whether you are a realist or a dreamer, whatever you believe will happen. Whether you're a realist or a dreamer, if you don't believe it's going to happen, it's not going to happen. All right? Now, I want to show you a couple of examples of people who believe in the power of what is possible. You may not know these people. All right? These two are brothers, and they are indirectly responsible for all of our lives today, believe it or not, because they were responsible to make this possible. They were the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur Wright. They were credited to be the first person or the first people who invented, built, and actually flew in a motorized aeroplane successfully. All right, and because of their power of belief, because they believed this was really possible, we reap the benefit today. And they had no business of flying, actually. You know, I read about them. They were actually bicycle shop owners. Do you know that? They didn't have any education, any background in aviation or anything like that. A lot of people have tried during that time, funded by the government, and they had no business, but they didn't let that stop them. Listen to this biography of the Wright brothers by David McCullough, who wrote, "In no way did any of this discourage or deter Wilbur and Orville Wright any more than the fact that they had no college education, no formal technical training, no experience working with anyone other than themselves, no friends in high places, no financial backers, no government subsidies, and little money of their own, or the entirely real possibility that at some point they could be killed, that did not stop them to realize what they thought was possible. And we reap the benefit now. I want to introduce you to another person who also believed in the power of possibility. Okay? And this guy is amazing, let me tell you. He actually dropped out of school when he was in seventh grade. And he did a lot of odd jobs, selling insurance, selling printers or whatever. And he did not become successful. Listen, he did not become successful until he was in his 60s. Some of you may know him. Show you his photo. Right? He invented something more important than aeroplane. Because he invented this. Kentucky Fried Chicken. The delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken. More important to me than flying. You know, when people started retiring at the age of 60s, Colonel Sanders believed in the power of possibility. He believed in the power of his recipe that will become successful. And he did become successful, even though it was much, much later in his life, because he believed age should not stop him to become successful. So this morning, I want to ask you this very important question. And the question is this: what do you think is possible for you in the year 2021? What is possible for you? Not what's possible for other people. I mean, you've seen a lot of stories, watched a lot of real documentaries of what's possible for other people. It's not that you don't believe in the power of possibility. A lot of people believe in the power of possibility, but they don't believe that it's possible for them. So my question to you this morning is this: what do you think is possible for you in the year 2021? Let me make it more specific for you. Do you think it's possible for your finance to get better this year? I'm not talking about other people's finance. You've seen the stories of rags to riches. You know, you believe it's possible. Yeah, I've seen my friends. You know, he used to be nothing, but now he's very, very successful. You believe it's possible for other people. But my question is not other people. My question is about you. Do you believe that your finance can get better this year? Let me give you another example. Do you believe it is possible for your marriage to be better this year? Again, I'm not talking about other people's marriages. You've seen it, right? You've seen marriages that failed or almost failed, and then they resurrected and they became better than ever before. You believe it's possible for other people, but my question is not about other people. My question is about you. Do you believe, do you think it's possible for your marriage to be better this year? Because whatever you believe, whether you are a realist or a dreamer, if you don't think it's possible, you are right. If you believe it's possible, you are right. Right? It's not dependent on who you are. It's dependent on what you think you believe. Okay? Another one final example. Do you think it's possible for your health to be better this year? Again, I'm not talking about other people's health. I'm talking about your health. Maybe you've been meaning to exercise. Maybe you've been meaning to have better diet. You know, whatever it is. Do you think it's possible for you? You've seen people who lost a lot of weight, people who became healthy. You know it's possible for other people, but I'm not talking about other people. I'm talking about you. Do you think it's possible for you to get healthy this year, in the year 2021. So, my question to you, and this is a question that you need to ask yourself, what do you think is possible for you in the year 2021? Now, we could explore this question more and more and dissect it more and more, but I'm gonna stop it right here. But instead, I wanna ask an even more important question for you as we close our time here together in a few minutes, okay? As important as this question is way, 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 way more important than this question, okay? Because this question that I'm about to show you, the power is not in the question. The power is in the who gets involved in the question. And the answer to this question is also just as important. I'm going to give you some of the answers as well. The question that you need to be asking yourself this year, if you want to see the trajectory of your life to change this year, and maybe the trajectory of your life to change for the rest of your life, you cannot ignore this question. This is probably the reason why God sent you to church this morning. For you to be asking this question for yourself. And the question is this. If you're taking note, if you want to take photo, this is important. You need to be asking this question for yourself if you want to see the trajectory of your life change this year. The question is, what does God think is possible for you this year? What does God think is possible for you this year? Okay, what that means is this. I want you to realize this, and I don't want you to miss this. What this question means is this. That means God, the creator of the universe, the creator of you, he believes that something is possible for you this year. He really, really does believe that something is possible for you this year. You can make it even more personal. What does God think? I see John here. What does God think is possible for you, John, this year? Annika, what does God think is possible for Annika this year? You need to personalize this for yourself, because when you do, trust me, the trajectory of your life will change. I will show you, okay? Because for God, nothing is impossible. The answer to this question, like I said, is just as important as the question. You know, we're not talking about the general answer. Well, if you grew up in church, you know that nothing is impossible with God, right? Jesus looked at people intently and said this, humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. Everything is possible with God. I mean, if you're a Christian, you knew this to be true, because God is God, right? Nothing is impossible for Him. Whatever you think is impossible, is possible for God for you. So this is generally true, but God revealed to us, He has already revealed to us what is possible for every single one of us. Are you ready for the answers of what's possible for every single one of you? Let me show you. This is so powerful. These are possible for you this year and beyond. Love is possible for you. Joy is possible. Peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All of these are possible for every single one of you. Maybe you're thinking, what's so powerful about that? I mean, I kind of heard some of these words at some weddings before. You know, they are just lovey-dovey words. Got nothing to do with my New Year's resolutions. Let me tell you, you're wrong. It's got a lot to do with every single New Year's resolutions that you have made and will ever make in your life. These words got everything to do with it. Let me show you. Let me prove it to you. Say your New Year's resolution this year is to control your finance better, okay? You have a goal, you have a vision to have a financial independence, and this year you want to get on top of your finance. You know what that means? If you want to get on top of your finance, that means you need to control your spending. Am I correct? You need to control your spending. You need to control your budget. What that means is you need self-control. Am I correct? And God thinks it's possible for you this year. Self-control is possible for you. Maybe your resolution this year is to be more healthy, okay? You want to do more exercise, watch your diet and all that. Again, you know, to be more healthy, to have a healthier lifestyle, what does it require? It requires, again, self-control for you to go to the gym regularly, to watch what you eat. It requires a lot of self-control. And again, God thinks, God believes it's possible for you this year. Maybe last year you've been battling with depression, anxiety. You've been worried too much. And this year you said, that's it, no more. I don't want to have to deal with my depression, with my anxiety anymore. Well, let me tell you what God thinks is possible for you this year. God thinks peace is possible for you this year. God thinks that joy is possible for you this year. God thinks love is possible for you this year. Maybe you need to work on your patience. Maybe you've been impatient with your children and all that. Well, God believes that patience is possible for you this year. You know how I know this? Because you know, for those of you who grew up in church, church, for those of you who don't grow up in church, you will know this as well when I show you, because maybe you heard this at weddings, as I said before, because these words are actually taken from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. In chapter 5, verse 22-23, Paul says this: "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Notice the first phrase: "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives." I love it. It's very clear. I love this New Living Translation, because in the New International Version, the NIV is not very clear. In the NIV or the King James Version, it says, "The fruit of the Spirit is this." A lot of people have been taught wrongly. You need to produce this fruit in your life. You need to have more self-control. You need to have to be more kind. You need to do this and that. Well, no, because this is not your fruit to produce on your own. It's not Daniel's fruit. Listen, the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. It's not you, but the Holy Spirit, God in you, want to produce this fruit in your life, every single one of them. This is what's possible for you, God says. The key is you need to allow Him. You need to allow God to be involved in your life. You need to walk with God. You need to allow God to speak to you. And when you do, Paul says, guess what's possible, guys? All this is possible for you, because you're not going to have to come up with this yourself. God Himself is going to make sure this is going to come out in your life. So again, my question to you is, what does God think is possible for you in this new year, 2021? What does God think is possible for you? Do you know that your life is very short? My life is very short. Your life is so much more than just being successful in this world. Your life is so much more than just having a successful marriage, a successful business, which is fantastic. I know a lot of people have their New Year's resolution, oh, I want to have a better marriage, I want to have a better business and all that. That's great, but do you know that you don't need to be a Christian to have a successful marriage? There's a lot of harmonious marriages between non-Christian people. I've known a lot of couples who are non-Christians, and they're very harmonious in their relationship. So the goal of Christian marriage is not just to be harmonious. You don't need to be a Christian to have a harmonious marriage. There must be more than that. There must be more than just being successful at marriage, than being successful at business. You need to ask God, "God, what does it mean for me to be successful in this world? Because my life is very short. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to waste it." Recently, I read about this tragic story about Emily Mitchell, who passed away on the 22nd of December this year, 3 days before Christmas. She was a mother of four, about to become a mother of five. She was pregnant when this happened. 3 days before Christmas this year, a few weeks ago, she was having breakfast and coffee with her family when suddenly, no rhyme or reason, she became unresponsive for no reason. First responders came, could not help her, and until now, the doctors did not know what was wrong with her. You know, life is very short. It's very unpredictable. We never know what's going to happen to us in this year, 2021, right? But this lady gave everything that she got. She was a child of God. She is still a child of God. And she is actually an influencer. She has a lot of followers on social media, and she uses her platform for God's glory. Listen to one of her posts on Instagram that I took. She wrote this: "When we bring our concerns to His feet in prayer, what will happen is our minds and hearts will focus on more godly aspirations. He will always honor our requests when they are aligned to His will." It's important for you this year. Let me encourage you this year. Instead of asking God for what you want this year, can I encourage you to ask God for what He wants this year for you? Ask God for what He wants this year for you. Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, "When you seek first God and His kingdom, everything will be added to you." So I want to modify this question slightly, a little bit. What does God think is possible for you in 2021? In terms of how you can impact His kingdom. how do you think you can impact the kingdom of God? What do you think God is saying to you? What's possible for you this year in terms of your impact for the kingdom of God? I want to encourage you to give yourself wholly to God this year. And trust me, trust God, He's going to do something incredible in and through your life when you trust Him with all your life.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more great resources and to keep yourself up to date, head to our website. Visit therocks.church.